Hello, welcome to the No One Show, where you listen to me talk because you chose to click on this and it's not my problem if you don't like it. Few quick things. Hi, my name is Lenny. And I'm basically just going to talk to you guys about whatever. A few other things. I have a YouTube channel, which if you want to watch, you can watch it. It's going to be linked in either my bio of the whole account or in my description of this episode, so please just check both. It shouldn't be too difficult. And if the sound is a bit weird, I'm knitting right now, and I'm also recovering from being sick yesterday. So, if it's that bad, do I really care? No, it's fine. But it's, like, get over it. It's whatever. So, first thing I want to talk about, right now I'm wearing blue light glasses because I get headaches really easily from screens, and I'm, like, looking at a screen right now to, like, record this. And it feels so weird to just have something rest on my head. Like, I don't know how people glass do. I was asking my friend about this earlier today, because I wore them for, like, the first time earlier today, like, maybe a few hours ago. And I was so confused, like, how do people do this? Like, it feels like something is dragging on my face. Like, and they're not even that heavy. And I was talking to my mom, and she tried them on, and she, like, wears glasses a bunch. And she's like, yeah, no, they're fine. And I'm like, damn, so maybe I'm the problem. But, like, I don't need glasses. I feel like I personally just like how I look like with glasses, and blue light helps me. But it's so weird. Also, the knitting that I'm doing right now, it feels so weird because something seemed, like, I think I made it too long, but the inspo pick was very chunky. So, it's also a gift, so I care a little bit more. Like, if it was for myself, I actually wouldn't care. Like, I'd be like, whatever, I can restart. But the due date's in, like, a week. I obviously can't get it done by then. But, only a boy could hope. And, actually, something else I wanted to talk about was, like, why is time moving so fast? Like, what's going on here? Because why is it that it's already December, and in 2 weeks, I'm going on, like, my annual, like, quote-unquote New Year's trip? Bro, not the voice crack. But it just feels so weird. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I swear it's been, like, a month since September. Like, I don't know what's going on. It's already been my birthday, November 9th. It's already been Halloween. I've already, like, done a bunch. Like, and I've, like, made new friends. I've lost a few friends. Like, life is moving so quickly, yet so slow. Because I feel like I don't have any time to do any of my homework. But at the same time, it feels like the times when I'm not doing anything feels longer. Like, I used to be able to just sit on my phone for, like, an hour and then be like, oh, shit, like, I actually have things to do. But now, every single second is, like, counted in my head. Also, I think I have an issue of time because I look at the clock every 15 seconds. Like, I need to know what time it is at all times. That was not supposed to be a joke. So, it's just, time is so weird. Also, I feel, like, since my birthday, because I turned 14, yay, boohoo, it sucks, I realized that, like, I actually feel older because I'm more tired more. Like, I'm more often tired. I'm more, like, my back hurts so much. Like, maybe it's because I do dance, but, like, I was at dance class today, and I didn't do anything the entire day. Like, at all. I don't think I did really anything that active or anything. Like, nothing that strained me. But it was, like, I was so tired. Like, immensely tired. And I didn't know why. Okay, wait. Give me a sec. I have to drink tea or else I'm actually gonna start choking. Back to, like, talking about dance and stuff. It feels so weird how, like, we never had a lot of kids at, like, the dance studio that I do. But for some reason, all of a sudden, this year, there's an insane amount of kids. And I'm like, okay, I love kids, but, like, where are you all coming from? Like, unless they're changing up their marketing, which I haven't seen because I follow all their socials. But, bro, what is with these voice cracks? I feel like I'm, like, like, what is going on? I feel like a prepubescent boy whose voice is settling. Like, what is going on? I mean, I guess my voice is settling, just not prepubescent. Whatever, it doesn't matter. And actually, back to what I'm saying about the knitting, this is so weird. Like, it just feels wrong. I mean, maybe it's because I don't knit often. I usually just crochet. because that's something I'm, like, good at. I've made a bunch of, like, cool things, but, like, I cannot knit. Like, I cannot. So, I don't know why I'm doing this. And then, bro, like, I don't even know anymore, because everything feels so weird. Like, nothing seems right. Like, earlier this week, it was a Wednesday, so in my school, it's, like, a shorter day. School ends at 1:40 instead of 2:35. It just felt so weird, because I'm, like, today shouldn't be a short day, and, like, a lot happened. Like, we got a bunch of homework, we, like, did a lot of stuff in class, but it felt like nothing really happened. Like, I can't tell you a single conversation I had with anybody. I can't tell you a single thing a teacher said. Like, it feels like everything just kind of happened and then just didn't happen. I don't even know. Bro, I'm getting, like, philosophical, but it's fine. Also, another thing, I like to complain about this yarn that I'm using. It is the, Michael's one called Knots and Yarns. It's in some charcoal color, I don't remember. And it's really, like, I like Michael's yarn. Like, it's nice. It's affordable. It's nice. It's good quality. But it feels weird because, like, I've reused the same section of the yarn, like, 45 times. So I keep starting over. And, I don't know. It's just, bro, I can't. Also, you're gonna hear me stop a lot because, like, I feel I'm, like, not breathing properly. Like, if you can hear, my voice slowly just becomes more and more, like, not good. Like, I can't explain it well, but, okay, wait, give me 5 seconds. Okay, so I decided that I'm gonna switch to crochet because I can do that more mindlessly and it, makes less noise. Bro, excuse me. I don't know. Life is really weird right now. Like, nothing is happening, but also it feels like everything is changing and it's moving way too quickly. Like, literally, so it's December right now, I've mentioned earlier, but our school, we start talking about, because I'm in 8th grade right now, we start talking about going to high school in February. Like, I swear, COVID started when I was in 3rd grade, I swear it's, like, 4th grade right now. Like, I don't know what's going on. And it's also something else about, like, time and ages and, like, also to do with COVID. Most of my friends, like, outside of school are different ages than me. Like, a lot of my friends are, like, I'm 4th, whoa, what the fuck? Most of my, friends are, like, I'm 14 right now, so a bunch of my friends are 14, but a lot of them are, like, 15, 16, even, like, 17, 18. So, I don't know why, I think it's just, like, the people I've, like, slowly met over time. And it's just so odd, like, how, like, my mental age, like, when I'm thinking, like, who, like, what age demographic I, like, talk to more, or, like, what age group I feel, like, more connected to, like, I can relate to more. To me, it's not even people my age, it's people, like, in this, 15, 16 range, like, a year, 2 years older than me. And I still don't understand why. I think it's just because I've been surrounded by those people for so long that it just kind of happened. Like, we have, like, a lot of family friends, and many of them are older than me. Like, some by, like, 6 years, some by, like, 2 years, some by, like, a month. But it's so just, like, I feel like I relate more to the people that are a bit older than me. And it's just, it kind of makes it a little hard because also I look older than I am. Like, I would say, I can confidently say I look 15, 16. Like, I'm not exactly super tall or anything. It's just, like, overall, I just, apparently, I don't know, this is just what I've been told, I present more older than I am, which is fun at times, because it doesn't mean that people censor what they're talking about around me, because, like, our generation grew up very, very quickly, so I understand more, like, I don't want to say adult topics, that sounds really weird, but more complex ideas and topics that I bet a lot of my friends who, like, didn't, like, grew up in the same, like, age group as me, like, they would not understand at my age. And, like, I understand that. Like, it's fine, whatever. But then, like, I was at a party at my friend's, and we were all introducing ourselves, and I was like, oh, my name is Lenny. I go to, like, blank middle school, because we were, like, sharing the schools since we all kind of live in the same area. And then I was like, oh, yeah, this was when I was 13, so I was like, oh, yeah, I'm 13 years old. And then I took a breath, because I was like, I've been talking way too fast. Everybody in the room gasped or looked at me in surprise. Two of my closest friends looked at me and said, I thought that you were the same age as me the whole time. They're 16. They thought I was the same age as them the whole time. Everybody. And then for the rest of the night, people were asking me, like, how, like, I swear I'm not being, like, a fucking pick me, but, like, people were asking me, like, oh, how do you look so much older than you are? Or, like, why does everyone think that you're so much older? Like, I see it, but I just don't know why. And I wish I kind of knew, like, I have guesses, like, I've shared, but I don't know, it's weird. Actually, I want to mention something about being sick. And on that, I'm actually going to take a pause so I can drink tea so I don't die. But this time, I'm, like, not going to mute it. So, like, it's my moment. It's so weird that, like, I don't know how, like, colds and fevers work. This would be something very easy. Wait, let me search this up really quick. But, like, how do colds work? Because a cold occurs when a virus, most common, a rhinovirus, I'm not searching that up, enters your body through your nose. But how do you get a cold by being outside? Like, how do you get a cold just by being outside? Oh, is it cold weather or being chilled doesn't cause a cold? Have I been being lied to? Is this something that people knew? Wait, I swear. Is this something that people are supposed to know? What? However, most colds do occur during the cold season due to schools are in session, increased risk for exposure. Does that mean that, like, adults who, like, work year-round and they, like, they don't have kids, they don't have, like, they don't do school-related things, do they not get sick, like, mostly just in the winter? What is going... Wait, I'm gonna do a little bit more research, I'll be right back. Okay, so I didn't do any research, but very quickly, I wanted to mention... So I've been watching Arcane recently, right? Because one of my friends was like, if you don't watch it, we're not being friends. Like, obviously, that's a joke, but she was very stern about me watching it. And I watched it. I'm now on season 2, episode 8, I think. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I can tell you that... I mean, actually, I'm going to say their names because it's fine. But, like, Vi, Powder / Jinx, and, other girl. What the fuck's her name? What is her name? Other blue-haired girl. Don't know. They're in, like, such a weird state right now, because they're all just, like, fighting with each other, but they're all just, like, friends and friendly, but they all hate each other. Like, it's so weird, and I just... This show is beautiful, though. Like, there's that whole joke that if you stop at any time, it'll be a beautiful background. And, like, I literally, like, randomly while I'm watching, I just click space. I'm just like, oh, I wonder what this looks like, and it's the most gorgeous scene I've ever seen in my life. And also, I think animation was, like, the right... Because I remember, I think I saw this article where... They were thinking about making it a live action. Like, it was obviously, it was like nothing was approved. It was just like an idea that Riot Games had. Riot Games is the company that owns League of Legends. But then they realized that, and I actually agree with this, that when you do animation, you have a lot more freedom about how characters look, how characters act, and how how things look, like anything looks. Because when you're in real life, you have to think about realism. Like, you have to be like, wait. If we want to have magic here, we have to, like, get a green screen. We have to hire SFX artists. But then for animation, you still need animators who specialize in, like, effects. But everything works together because it's, like, you can think of something, you can do it. With, like, in a blink of an eye, like, in 2 days, you can probably get, like, a few frame. I don't know how time processes work, but you can get a few frames of, like, your dream scene. But with both, like, live action, it's like you work for half a year to get something that wasn't exactly what you were thinking, but it's somewhere there. So, I don't know. The way movies are made is very interesting. Like, I watched Wicked a few weeks ago. Bro, the fact that Cynthia and Ariana were actually singing the live on set, and they just had microphones connected to them to make it, like, feel more real... That was insane, because what do you mean Cynthia Erivo sing Defying Gravity while spinning in front of a blue screen in a corset. Like, what? Like, the way I wish I had that stamina. Like, what do you mean? Like, why can't? So, I'm just here, just trying to match Cynthia Erivo's, I think that's how you say it, Cynthia Erivo, Erivo. Like, trying to match her skills, because the way, bro, I don't get it. But yeah, I feel like that's about it for today. Like, I feel like I've talked about a few good things, like, I've made sense. Not at all, actually. Like, this was a fucking shit show, but I don't really care. I had fun. I hope if anybody watches this, I doubt anybody will. I hope you had fun while watching this. And yeah, thank you for listening, and I won't see you next time.